Can you explain briefly what the conference is? Because it used to be Oxford Jam, right? And now it's Marmalade. Is it the same kind of thing, or what's been going on?
Marmalade is the rebranding and reinvention of Oxford Jam, which as a conference is now in its sixth year. We started as a dinner for a group of people attending the Skoll World Forum on Social Entrepreneurship, which is a high-flying event, the global Oscars of the social enterprise world, held every year in March or April at the Said Business School and at the New Theatre. It's a ticketed event and it's invite only. It's $2,000 to $3,000 a ticket, and you have to be a sort of known entity to get into the event. And a number of us were quite frustrated at this. While the content in Skoll is fantastic, it's inaccessible for the majority of people in the UK. So we set up a dinner, which morphed into a fringe event where Skoll is invite only. Oxford Jam and now Marmalade is completely open access and open to anybody to attend. Where Skoll is ticketed and costs, Marmalade is completely free to attend. And where Skoll fly their speakers in from all over the world, put them in a hotel and give them a great time, and don't charge them to go to the event, Marmalade requires speakers to pay for the privilege of attending. And it's that innovation in the model of financing that's allowed us to create an event which really is in the hands of the participants, and as such now is the same size as Skoll.
So it's got a much more sort of horizontal structure than Skoll would.
Exactly, yes. So Marmalade's participant led. The content is completely generated by the people who want to show up and make the event theirs. We don't create any control environments except for a few rules, which is you've got to show up if you're going to show up. You've got to make the event in service of the learning of the participants rather than any kind of broadcast announcements, plenaries, or podium moments. The thing is completely open access and free.
And so do you provide the venues as well?
Okay, so in terms of venues, in previous years, and originally the event was at the Jam Factory, which is immediately opposite the fire station, the home of Frank Cooper's original Oxford Marmalade, hence the name Oxford Jam and now Marmalade. And for the last 3 years, it's been hosted by Arts at the Old Fire Station and the Crisis Skylight Cafe on George Street in the centre of town, which is simply the most remarkable and beautiful venue. I have to take my hats off to those guys for running such a beautiful space.
So all the events are there then, if you
So in previous years, the events have all been in Arts at the Old Fire Station. This year, because Marmalade.io is essentially a web platform that allows anybody to just set up their own event, we're now, I think, in three locations and possibly four.
Oh, right, okay.
We're also now exploding outside of Oxford and we're going outside of the UK during that same week. So in previous years, it was just at the Arts at the Old Fire Station in George Street. This year, we have events at the Tell Street Kitchen and Ruskin College, as well as Arts at the Old Fire Station. And I understand there are some other events in restaurants and bars being listed in the next week or so in the immediate vicinity. We've
Cool.
also got an event that week in London, and we have events in Phnom Penh in Cambodia and in Mumbai in India at the same time.
Wow. Are they going to be streamed or anything? Can people?
No, we haven't
No.
got that kind of technology.
Okay.
We don't have that kind of budget. We don't have that kind of technology. But if somebody was to come along and say, "Hey, I've got an amazing, cool streaming app that we can use," I spotted one called Periscope, but it's kind of bonkers and it's where people broadcast their dogs and things like that. Then we'd be happy for people to get involved and do that. So that, again, the whole point of this is it's participant led. If somebody wants to see streaming there, come along and do it.
Great. Can people still list events at this stage, or is it kind of it's all set now?
Well, so this is the interesting thing, right? We've opened up this web platform, and literally in about 2.5 minutes, you can create your own event and list it and geolocate it anywhere on the planet at any point in
Right.
time and space. So if you wanted to run a series of events in Oxford that week, there's nothing to stop you. you'll be hard pushed to get it in the arts at the old fire station. And you'll be hard pushed to get it in Tell Street Kitchen because both those venues are completely jammed. But again, the whole point here is where in previous years we were essentially running a very light touch central production facility, we've just thrown that away and anybody can list anytime, any place, anywhere.
So even though the kind of conference runs, Monday to Friday, the platform will keep running. So you could list an event at any time in Oxford?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Okay. So the platform will keep running. You can list an event anytime, anywhere. Doesn't have to be Oxford. Doesn't have to be that week.
Mm-hmm. That's really exciting.
Well, that's the theory. We'll see if it works. We may well crash and burn, fall flat on our face. It may well be that actually we've got a new piece of technology that works very well for just that week. Or it may be that some people, some organizations want to pick it up and run with it. Think Eventbrite, but better, because it's a simpler, more elegant, and easier to use design that's completely free to use for every user, whether you're just attending or whether you're creating events. And think about that as only focused on events for social change.
Right.
And then you have Marmalade.
So there must be some kind of screening process when events get listed then.
So no, there's no screening. Most people immediately think, well, what happens if some nutter gets on there and starts listing events? If that's the case, we'll pull them down. But in almost 100 events that have been listed, we haven't had to pull one down. Why? Because actually people lead with their goodwill and their desire to run great events focused around social change, first and foremost. If there's a nutter out there, we'll spot them. Actually, the community will spot them and deal with them. It's not a problem. So we don't find we need to screen events either for content or for location or for timing. People self-police. People know what it's about. People want to run great events. They want to focus on doing good events for social change. And this is just a tool that allows people to do that.
Great. And what's your role been in this whole process?
So my role, I kind of sit behind the scenes and quietly nudge people. I print stickers and I make sure the technology works. Aside from that, the vast majority of activity is being run in between the individual event authors, the people who are responsible for running the event, for promoting the event, for attracting the right people to that event, and the production team at Arts at the Old Fire Station, because there is still a very important element to this, which is having a co-located set of events, which you might want to call a conference or a festival.
Yeah.
And it happens to be at Arts at the Old Fire Station. So I have to take my hats off to Becca, Jeremy, Alex, Felix, the team there, who are going the extra mile in making sure that we've got a very simple but very professional and very elegant events production crew cracking on there.
We've talked already a bit about plans for this in the future. It would kind of hopefully just promote itself, I suppose. People will keep using it. I was just going to ask you about sort of future plans, I guess more for doing a kind of conference again next year.
Yes, in the same way that Oxford Jam and now Marmalade has been a participant-led approach to generating content, we're now taking this on to a participant-led approach to how the technology is used. So if people want to run events specifically in Oxford and specifically during that week, the tech's there and available. If people want to use it to coordinate a series of events over the course of their academic or calendar year, then they can do that. What we're already finding is that people who attend events on Marmalade then go on to create their own events on Marmalade. So a couple of weeks ago, we hosted an event in Mumbai. 102 people turned up or registered on that event, said they were attending. And now we're starting to see other events happen in Mumbai on Marmalade, authored by people I haven't got a clue who they are, don't know what they do, but all of their events look fantastic and they're all focused around social change. So we'll let the attendees and the users define how the technology is going to be used, and we'll monitor that usage to see what we can do in terms of making improvements. So we've already identified that people would benefit from a payment gateway on the tech, not so that we capture any value, but so that people can list ticketed, paid for events.
Yeah.
we've also identified that there's a need for analytics and a SurveyMonkey type function.
Yeah.
And we're looking at that. We've just last week implemented a chronological list view, but we see that people need a schedule generator. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at that as well. So we're just watching, how things develop. There's an architectural principle called lines of desire. So when you build a park, you just lay the grass. You don't put any paths in. You allow people to create the paths that they want to use, and then you put the paths in after people have defined it. Mm-hmm. That's essentially what we're doing with Marmalade. We're taking a lines of desire approach to the way in which the technology will develop.
Right. And just finally then, are you going to be attending any of the Marmalade events in Oxford this year?
Yes, I'm facilitating the 2-day Social Invest Fest on the Monday and Tuesday, mm-hmm. which is now sold out. Well, it's a free event, but we're at capacity.
Yeah.
I'm also working with the completely delightful Jeremy Spafford, who's the Director of Arts at the Old Fire Station, and we're co-facilitating a day called Arts and Money, Where's the Change? Looking at the intersection of arts, business, and social change over the course of the whole of the Thursday. Mm-hmm. And we have, I think, 90 people signed up for that as well. So we're sold out. Again, it's a free event, but we're sold out on that one. On the Wednesday morning, I'm hosting a breakfast called Breakfast with Marmalade, which is the opening of the event, explaining the tech and kind of having this kind of conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing a bunch of marmalade I made at Christmas for my family that's leftover Christmas presents. So anybody's welcome to come along to that. It's in the Crisis Skylight Cafe on George Street at 10:30. And there's a range of other events. If you check them out at www.marmalade.io in the top left-hand corner, there are two buttons. There's collections, which are collection of events, and there's events, which are the full listing of events. And then there's also a button to schedule, so you can see things lined out chronologically.
Mm-hmm. Great. That sounds really exciting.
Yeah, well, it should be. Petrified. It might just crash and burn. It might be a fantastic smash hit. I think it's going to be the latter. We'll have to see. Yeah, hope to see you there.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
The more the merrier. Absolute pleasure.